Stasis is for you. Volume 4, made out of a book. Mahu or Ahab? What is the love? See, not in the Kodesh Bowl. Volume 4, made out of the words of the Torah. Should we take a hat to Maka Kodesh Bowl from a Dabi Kodesh? One who learns Torah, he recognizes the Kodesh Bowl and he follows the lofty ways of the Kodesh Bowl, the middle stages of the Kodesh Bowl. This is something we see on other great Israel. What they persevered in more than anything else was the Hasmada Matoya, that it transformed into being the greatest, most sensitive, caring people in the world also. Mahabdul El Kavdol, if you have a president of a university or a Nobel Prize winner of physics or whatever it may be, even medicine, and not necessarily good people. The very intelligent people that achieve all kind of accomplishments with their wisdom. But wisdom does not necessarily affect the way a person behaves. That's the difference between Chochmah and Kodesh Bohu. Kodesh Bohu is the source of all the true values of life. And therefore, a person who was able to have another generation of Chaim Kanievsky, his Messias was Zalman Kotoyev, he had nothing else that interested him in his life and God. And that brought him to be the perfect human being. He had time for everything, if this is what the Torah said. If the Torah didn't say, he had time for nothing. He didn't take interest in anything. Other than what the Torah said. And if the Torah said in the Qur'an, he may take time to speak to an almana, to a machazic person, he had all the time in the world. That comes through. It seems that this is the fleetiest of Torah, Eisig HaTorah. Eisig HaVirshul Sugis HaShas Makai Kodesh Bohu. The more you put effort into understanding Torah, you understand the Kodesh Bohu more. This is the necessity of learning Torah also the Eim. It's popular to read through the Gemara and flip another page, which also gives you a certain level of recognition, but the more energy you put into it to really understand it and the ideas behind it, the more you're connected to the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's Emes Makim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's Chesem Dabi Kutroch. We spoke before about these two Nakudas, the Emes of the Torah and the Chesed, and it's revealed through the Torah. And the person that goes with the approach of Emes, they want to try to benefit then effort into the getting clarity in the Torah, then not only will we have clarity in the Torah, we'll bring out also chasodim, clarity in the meanings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Yogi says in the first edition of Ovis, Atam al sha'olei masuri v'din. Ramesh says the person should take his time, not rush into making quick judgments. The person should be capable more on dinim, monetary dinim, than other areas. Shem ikka godin yis Hashem yisvob. Like it said in the Novi Yirmiyo, Haskel mi yodoy oisti, ki ani Hashem oisir chesu ni mishu lezdok av oretz, ki ba'elo chofas lenu Hashem. Hashem has a special desire for chesed and for mishpot. Mishpot means to judge properly, to know what is the right way to deal with the situation. Sounds like a very mundane thing. Does he deserve the money? Does he deserve the money? No. This is mishpat. To judge it through the values and the mahalat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in the world. And you're basically applying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will to this situation. That is the thing that says that Dayan has to look as this. Gehenna pasuach tachov. He has to be in awe. If he makes a mistake, it could be very, very dangerous because he's either applying the Ratzon Hashem to the situation or not. If he doesn't, then he is removing this whole situation. And we find that the first of the Lashem Shemaim says, Elikim, Niso, Vatas, Kedu. Because Hashem Baruch Hu is with the Dayanim. If they're with him, he's with them. So if they really want to know the Emes, Hashem will give them the Siyat Shema. Yeah. The Pasuk says, Din Oni Ve'Egyon. was toyv, chalid, chadas, and seinim Hashem. Moshim kareishim po, kim asis mishvot, avas chesed. Also, mishvot and chesed are two things. Mishvot creates a state and order in society. We have the differences of opinion and conflicts have to resolve them according to the Ratzon Hashem. And that sets up the world in the fashion that is run by the will of Hashem. And with that, the Malach Chesed, the person who appreciates that I have what I have, it was given to me not just for myself. Dafka Mis Pasuk is the Medrash, which I mentioned today. Pasuk says, a wise person should not date himself because his wisdom or a powerful person for his might or a wealthy person for his wealth. He is deserving of praise of Haskell the Yitayosa. Think into things and know and bring yourself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash says that Shana Kosa does not mean that wisdom, might, and wealth are valueless. They are tremendous values, tremendous kavod. The question is, how do you use them? Do you use it for Haskell the Yitayosa? Do you use it as a way to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu also? Or do you use it as a way to show that I am powerful, I am smart, I am wealthy, and I will make the decisions, I am controlling my life? And that's the two options. The person who goes through life and is constantly involved in the I situation, I pointed out here, there's a passage that says I 4 times in a row. And Yosef said every day, El Dov, Hasig, Achalik, Shalom, Levin Hashi, Orik, Chalvi. That's the Rosh. He's also telling me, I will run after them, catch up to them, take out my sword, destroy them. And Hashem says, he's a little, like a fly, you blow it away and that's the end of the game. Because when you're up against Hashem, you're nothing. And when you think you are independent, then you're up against Hashem. Our goal in life is to show ourselves and recognize I'm with Hashem. Everything I have is from Hashem. I appreciate it. And I'm going to use it in a way to deepen my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The most powerful thing that gives the person to relate in the possible fashion is the Torah itself. A person is dovek in the Torah, he's constantly putting a lot of effort to understand the Ratzon Hashem. So maybe when it comes to the sugyas of life, I've had to deal with situations in our day-to-day life, it almost automatically becomes guided by that mind frame that was created through a Shlimei HaTorah. How does a person get from learning sugyas to Dovid that you offer? Yeah. He says that is what Torah is. Torah is a keshev with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when through the truths of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and maybe I develop a closeness which causes me naturally to emulate his chasod the most. And it creates a relationship of Abba between me and Kadosh Baruch Hu. The way to Abba to Hashem is through Lila Torah. And that brings the opposite of his also. As a person feels so uplifted, and it feels his inner greatness that we can understand the Torah, and we were given the Torah, only us, Klal Yisrael, have this ability to have this intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a man, you know, opens my eyes and I have everything. And suddenly all these other things that the rest of the world think they don't have and they're lacking becomes trivial. Our goal in life is to give the right value to everything in life. Ruchnius is worth everything. Kashmius is trivial. But if you're living a life that you're primarily involved in your physical interactions, it's very hard to build within yourself that feeling that this is trivial, this is my whole life. I mean, sure. The more a person puts effort into his Lima Torah, he opens up himself to the reality of the world, that the world, the important part of the world, is using this world as a way to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maintaining a relationship with Abba Hashem. And when a person does that, then he opens his eyes, look at the world in a completely different fashion. Suddenly, he feels wonderful. All those things that everybody's missing, I'm not missing, I don't need that. That's so trivial, it's not important. Baruch Hashem, I have food here, I have a place to live. I have my level of health that I have. Everything's taken care of. Kamavan, that gives me a kratos in two levels. It gives me more kratos to devote myself in a deeper level to Avodas Hashem. And it gives me also a kratos to think about others. One cannot think about others when he's involved in himself. This is a sheish of Sinas Chinam. I have all these people, modern people, talking about Sinas Chinam, worldly people talking about Sinas Chinam. So I can tell you, my dear friend, they're a bunch of fools. They're shakronim. Shakronim to themselves. They're lying to themselves. A person who's living a life that material wealth and drives and power was important to him, he can never be a true Baal Chesed, because he's always preoccupied in fulfilling his needs, which are endless. If your needs are physical endless, no matter what you have, you need more. You're never satisfied. You have to work harder, you have to get more. Whether it be your physical acquisitions, whether it be your power, controlling, whatever it may be, all those things, there's no end to it. And in Mela, there's no room to really have others, anybody, because you have too much involved to deal with yourself first. So what do? You criticize everybody else. They're fighting more than I'm fighting. The only reason why this guy's not fighting is because he realizes it's just better to keep your mouth shut and not waste your time fighting. Not that he gets along with the other guy. He has no ahava. He doesn't have love. He may even despise the other person, but he keeps his mouth shut because it'll take him away from time. He doesn't have enough time. He has to make more money. He has to buy a new car or a helicopter, yacht or whatever they're buying nowadays. Yeah, so it's just not economically available for him to make too many fights. The true Ahava comes only, one and only, from one place. A person connects to a Kodesh Bo to the point that he recognizes that Hashem put him in this world, he gave him everything. Chol tov. Eventually we say, Chol tov, Hashem gave us everything. Chol tov reminds us of that famous line of Yaakov Avinu. Yesh li kol, I have everything. Chol tov. Racham, Chaim, Shalom, Chol tov. After everything, Chol tov, I have everything. That's what we want. We should always live with that mind frame. Chol tov. I'm not lacking anything. And none of us are lacking anything. Believe it or not. Kamavan, we have situations, the style should be easier. It should be more pleasant. And the person has health issues and health issues. But it's an issue of, okay, I'm having a challenging thing. I'm Sat Hashem. I should get past it. That's 100% legitimate. But that feeling that if I just have this, I just have that. Yeah. That's Rabbi Hashem. The Eisik HaTorah has to bring a person to recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu and be Dovid Hashem. Says, Om Rabbi Yudha Marav, Mayit Yitzir V'yish HaKofu V'yomen Ezois. Look at this amazing thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu brings us the answer Shemai. We always read something that's going to get after. The only day. Amo of the Ores. What caused us to have to go into Golos? Who's there to swell? Nobody knew. Till the Yudha said, Shem involved in the Torah. They are not making a bracha before learning Torah. That caused the destruction. You guys say, what do you mean? He said, no, Gemara. First place, the place of Mikdash was cause of the Zohar. He gave us a Kedah Rosh, he was dumb. The second place of Mikdash was because of Sinas Chinam. What are you telling me that? They didn't say bracha before learning Torah. Quran says, he saw it in Megillah Sermon of Eli Yoyim. It's in the Tuyuk in the Pasuk. Because it says, Al-Ozum is Tehrosu. You can't say that it means Kepshutu, that it didn't learn the Torah. Because the Maise, the Chacham, the Bim, so the words of the Torah. And we're talking about the Bais Vision, which the Gemara says. They were always in the Torah. Everybody knew it. But the problem was, Shalom Baruch Hu Torah Tzvi Filoim. They said, Torah Chashuv B'neim Kol Kach Shiroi Lebaruch Aleh. Shalom Oiske Bala Shmo. They did it because this is what you do, what everybody's doing, it's the right thing to do. didn't realize that the tzaddis of the Torah is to learn it, to connect up to the Shvok, not just to be a very wise man, and have a lot of knowledge. And they learned to make a bracha. Wisdom, you're not to make a bracha before wisdom. But if this is something that connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Quran, you need a bracha before it, like any other mitzvah. They were very told us about the rabbi. There was no problem with people to you. It doesn't say the Mufafim to you. The Avos HaTorah was the wisdom itself, and not the fact that this wisdom is expression of Kodesh Baruch Hu's will, and it's the medium of creating of Avos Hashem. It's like a king would send somebody diamonds once a week because he wants to be friendly with the person, and this person is just saying, "Oh, I love these diamonds, I love these diamonds." Not even thinking where the diamonds came from. It's not a very pleasant thing for the king. Same thing, a Kosh Baruch gives us diamonds, the Torah, so a tremendous wisdom. And just in found the wisdom, we can have the one who is behind the wisdom, who is revealed to me the wisdom, then I'm detaching. It's worse than not being involved in the Torah in some ways. It's like taking the diamonds and not even trying to figure out where it's coming from. The right way of learning the Torah, like we're saying, to be Dovik by Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Mela, Dovik the Drogov, it automatically affects the way we relate to everybody. A tremendous midas achesed, gotten. Torah without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Shiloh Bishul Torah Tchila. Of course, Shiloh Bishmo, because he is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then that's how he's saying, what do you mean, have some Torah Bishmo, and I'm such a Madre? We do daven for it every day. We should be davening for every day. If you didn't notice that you daven for every day, pay attention to what you say. Hi, the Torah should give you the Torah of Tefillah. The Torah should be sweet. You're not no. The Donov. Pay the Torah said it. Read the Shemech and the Torah said it. That's our goal. But before we get the goal, we need to learn the Shema. Yes, for COVID, for whatever you want. For money. The shadow there is that I have an idea. It's hard for me to get myself up in the morning, so someone's going to pay me $100 a week. Or if I can get COVID out of it, or I get Starbucks coffee, or everybody has a thing that wakes them up in the morning. Whatever I have, I have the Lord Yishma to get me out of bed, get me to the base edge. Lord Yishma doesn't mean that I'm confused and thinking that the whole purpose of Torah is to get my coffee. I'm using the coffee with the Lord Yishma so that I should learn the Torah. I have to understand that the Torah is a gift directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to connect to Him, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How? I'm not the whole time thinking, oh, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm learning the Sugis, but by testing pleasures, understand the Sugis automatically, have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and automatically opens up my eyes, look at the world in Hashem's eyes, how the Yochel, and the Dabi, and the Sugis. Yeah. So this is an important thing we have to know. That we are involved in understanding the Rotzon Hashem, recognize and Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Torah. And if not, we have to be involved in the technical things of the Sugya. I can't say, I'm going to have an ox that bore a cow and try to figure out if the ox is an incarnation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's not true. He's an ox and he's a cow. But the fact that I have a clarity of the way Hashem wants a person to deal with a situation in passing it, and the Ratzon Hashem in this situation. So anyway, so now we're in the period of time to rectify the Lovias and the Tzayim Tzvila. Remind ourselves that our tachlis and everything we do is to bring us up close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more I feel that I'm living with Hashem, the more I will feel Sameach v'chelek, happy with what I have. The more you feel happy with the half, the more my heart is open for others. And the more I'll be able to be that emissary. Avos Habris. Kamuvan, the most important Avos Habris that we have is to love our wives and our children. You know, people that the house is a wreck and the whole time they're preaching Avos Habris. They're the nicest guy in the world to everybody except their own family.
That's like the Goyish millionaires in America that don't give a penny to any of the neighbors. They're all starving. They give it to Africa because it's like a, looks like a really heroic thing. I'm making sure that every African that doesn't have food to eat will at least have a way to get to the cloud, the holy cloud. That's going to improve their quality of life. You're going to be able to waste the time on something that has no value. Anyway, that's the Oyim Ladini. But the Oyim Ha'emes is what we're saying. The Oyim Ha'emes is Oyim Ha'chesed. He taught me that Hashem created the world of Chesed. And He gave us so much, especially in our generation. Someone told me, he read an article that the average person in the 21st century, his physical life is living on the same or higher standard as the kings of France 400 years ago. We have more food than they had. We have all kind of more contraptions and things. We can get around these, we can communicate better. With everything, maybe the house got a little bit smaller than the past. Other than that, we're living like kings. It used to be in certain places, salt was like it. Only the kings had salt. It's a joke. Anything you want, you can get. Come out. If you didn't want a diamond, you can get one for half a dollar. You can get a man-made diamond. I'll go find him. Appreciate what we have and recognize always we're living with our Kosh Baruch. Kosh Baruch is with us. And that will give us clear that we're in our heart. We have what we have. And we're so much from Hashem. Our heart is open for those close to us. Those around us who need us. We need our physic constantly. Yes, Hashem will give them the physic. We'll have you then in Kosh Baruch. And I'll show us a shkina in our homes. She's able to see the students to see that. I'll show us a shkina. And you may see me to Shemayim. Yeah.